Hi, Joff Knutson here, taking over for Larry for this one. Just briefly about me, not ignoring him for a second. I'm actually the front-end developer for one of the front-end developers for Channel 9. We're talking about IE here, so Larry asked me to come in and kind of go over from my perspective and what's going on here with IE. I'm here with Charles Morris. He's a member of the IE team. Charles, now correct me if I'm wrong here. IE has changed a lot over the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
But not only that, correct me if I'm wrong, something's different behind it. The way the processes of making IE have changed a lot recently, is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's exactly what we're here to talk about today, the next step.
But there's something pretty cool that's just coming out right now, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
So yeah, I'm really proud to announce today that we are going to be launching what's called the Internet Explorer Developer Channel. So what this is basically a build of IE, you know, very fresh bits, you know, straight out that the team's working on, and you can download and install this side by side with your regular IE installation. And this is going to give you a sneak peek at all of the latest features that we're working on. You can test it out, try it out yourself. Give us feedback, you know, report bugs, tell us what you like. And so, you know, this is available to download now from the Microsoft Download Center or from devchannel.modern.ie. And it's available for both Windows 8.1 and Windows 7. So
really?
We really want people to go download it and check it out.
So you're telling me that I can get a developer release of the next IE to kind of see what you guys are working on.
Exactly, yeah, and it runs side by side, it won't.
So I can have these both going up, so I don't have to worry. I've been around this one a while before, so I know the problems. You're telling me I can just have them both going?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So we're actually using some virtualization technology to make sure that it's nice and sandboxed and it doesn't mess with any of your system settings.
Wow.
The other great thing is that it's a full-fledged browser. I actually have it up and running here. You can see that it looks just like IE. It's got your address bar, your tabs UI, which is different than some of the previous
platform
previews.
Yeah, because we've had some previews in the past.
Yeah.
That we're kind of,
Yeah, so we're actually okay with you. You know, we've had people around the team, myself, using this as their daily browser just to make sure that it's up and running and it's pretty seamless.
Wow. I'm happy about that.
Cool.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I say thank you for all the front-end developers out there
awesome.
To get a little bit of advanced. So what's in this?
Yeah.
I mean, this is great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Tell me more. What is inside of this stuff?
Yeah. So specifically for this release, we've got a bunch of great stuff. So the first thing is when you install it and the first time you launch, you're actually going to get taken to the special homepage. And what it is just basically a welcome. And you can see here on the side the four main features that we're releasing here.
Okay.
And if you click through them, so WebGL, for example, we'll have a video, WebDriver, F12, et cetera. So you can actually if you're not sure exactly what's there, just hit play. Not only will you learn about the features, but you'll actually get to know some of the engineers actually working on IE and, you know, just kind of hear more about it from them.
So we got, so in this release, WebGL.
Yep.
We got WebDriver.
Yep.
Major cool.
Yep.
Updates to F12.
Yep.
Gamepad API.
Yep. So let me step through each of these in order here
and
just talk a little bit more about them.
Yeah,
won't take up too much time. So WebGL is something, you know, we released originally with IE 11 mm-hmm. late last year. In the spring, we released a bunch of updates, actually. And this is kind of our next evolution. You know, it's a really big spec, and we're continuing to push it forward. So with this, there's a popular, or it's kind of the standard test suite for mm-hmm. WebGL that comes out of Kronos.
Yep.
And so we're pushing our test score from 89% to 94% now with this release on the 1.0.2 test. And so just an indication of how we're moving it forward. And we're also working with site developers out there to make sure that the stuff that we're enabling is actually the stuff that they want to build their experiences.
Well, that's great, yeah.
So it's not just going after a test score, but it's a nice reflection as well.
Yeah.
So the second thing, I'm going to skip Gamepad for a second. The second thing is WebDriver. So you seemed a little bit excited about that, so you obviously know what it is.
Yeah, but let's
you know,
talk
for
a
other
bit
folks,
about it.
Basically it's a way to control a browser through script. And the great thing is that this is standardized across browsers, so you can do things like launch a browser, of course. You can load up a web page. You can input some text into a text box, submit a form. And so you build up, you can imagine as part of your site validation, you build up these test automation scripts, and now you can run them across a whole bunch of browsers instead of paying someone or doing it yourself, yep. clicking a bunch of buttons, and it's very tedious. You just run these scripts. It can spit out a result at the end, whatever you need. And so we think it's super important to just enable web developers to be more productive.
So you're telling me I can retire all of the bookmarklets that I have installed in all sorts of different browsers to do all these different things.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, really.
Yeah. So the next thing is F12 tools. So there's actually a ton of improvements to the F12 tools.
Yay.
I'm going to bring up this page here. So this is out on MSDN now. And just to set some context here, so this is another area where we did a bunch of rework in IE11. You know, the tools were basically completely redesigned. And, you know, obviously that a lot of time and effort went into that. But now that foundation is in place, the team has just been cranking away and adding features into that. And so this is another area where we added features in Spring and are showing up yet again.
So you've been getting the feedback from front-end developers.
Exactly.
Of what they need, what we need.
Yep.
And you're telling me that you're now, since you have this new framework that you can work within,
yep.
you're putting that stuff in there?
Yeah,
like
and we're getting it out there more quickly. So this is you can tell how long this document is. This is just, again, since Spring. I'm going to pause on a few of my favorites. So having change bars, so this was something that we introduced on the other panes. This is now showing up into the computed pane. You can now set breakpoints on events.
Oh, great. Okay.
Which is sweet.
That's wonderful.
There's a bunch of improvements to the UI responsiveness tool, which we've gotten a ton of great feedback, but it's just continuing to move forward. I mean, again, you can just tell how extensive these updates are.
I spend my day in this, so this is...
Improvements also to the memory tool. And, you know, there's a lot of just little things as well. One that I like is right at the bottom here, which is... We have some settings in there to emulate mobile devices, but if you're doing a lot of mobile development and you're closing and opening F12, you often have to go back in and reset that. So now we've just got a simple button there to persist those settings so that you're going to say, hey, I'm going to spend some time there. Every time I hit F12, just pretend you're a phone or pretend you're a tablet or whatever it is. So, you know, a lot of little things.
Yeah, but it's the little things that make the difference here.
I mean,
when you literally spend the vast majority of your day in these tools, every little piece is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another great piece where they're just adding, we're adding these little icons here.
Cool.
So that, for example, you know, if you've got some errors showing up in your console, you don't have to click into the console and find out because you're often in one of these other tools.
Yeah.
You just have these nice little visuals to say, hey, I've got network trace running, for example.
Yeah.
I should probably stop that. Or it's a good confirmation. I don't have to go check that it's running.
That's great.
Cool. So one more I saved for end, which is Gamepad.
The fun part.
So Gamepad's fun. It's pretty simple for those of you who aren't familiar. It's basically giving access to game controllers like the Xbox controller through JavaScript. And so we've had a bunch of technologies going into IE now for a while to improve game development. So things like HTML5 Canvas, WebGL, of course, you know, full screen, a lot of these different APIs. Now with Gamepad, you can really provide, you know, basically a complete gaming experience. So what I'm going to do here is fire up an existing demo. So this is Atari Arcade, which we launched a while ago.
Yep.
What we've done is gone back and updated this. It actually didn't take much code at all to work with this Xbox 360 controller here. So I'm going to hit start game. And you can see here, I'm, you know, just controlling this paddle here with my gamepad.
Yeah.
I may have to let, that was on purpose so
that
we could end the demo.
Yeah, all right, yeah. That's cool.
Anyways, you get the idea.
That is really cool. And that is in the new developer channel release.
Yeah, it's in the developer channel release. We want people to try it out, you know, hook up their games to it, tell us what they think. I mean, it's a pretty fun one to work on.
I know I'm going to be doing it, so.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
So that's basically what's in there for this time around.
That's great. I got to tell you, there's been a lot that's happened in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you tell me about it.
Yeah.
I mean, starting back at Build?
Yeah, Build was when we first started talking about it. So we went to Build and we said, we kind of announced that, hey, we want to build more of a relationship with web developers and enable kind of a two-way conversation rather than, you know, just putting stuff out there and then, you know, waiting perhaps for the next release to act on feedback. We want to get that feedback channel going more quickly. So what we did initially to kind of demonstrate that was to launch this status.modern.ie site in beta.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a featured dashboard that basically lets you see what's available in IE, as well as what's coming up next. So we started flipping some features into in development, which was basically our first time where we started telling people ahead of time, hey, we're starting to work on this.
Yeah, you're actually saying,
yep,
here's what we're looking at. Here's what we're thinking about. Here's what we're working on.
Yeah.
I love that site.
Yeah, so back at the beginning of April, actually, one of the first features we flipped into in development was Gamepad.
Okay.
And here it is, you know, working for you.
Okay.
So I think, again, it kind of shows you the progress. And then just late last month, you know, a couple weeks ago at JSConf, we made another set of announcements where we took the beta tag off status.modern.ie, yeah. So we made a bunch of improvements. We also open sourced the site. So it's
right.
Up and available here. I'll bring up the GitHub page. So here it is. We've actually gotten 6 code contributions already. We've had a bunch of people put issues into the issue tracker just like we want.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is moving forward now out in the open, which is great. We really appreciate the participation. And then we also put up a post up on the IE blog about our priorities moving forward, just again to get feedback and let people know how we're viewing the world.
And this is a complete change from how IE has been developed in the past. In the past, we would sit and we'd get a new browser, IE 7,
mm-hmm.
and then we would wait for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden a new browser would come out.
Yeah.
That's not how it works anymore, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, people were always listening in the background,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah,
But now, I mean, I think with the pace at which things are moving forward, you know, the quicker we can kind of shorten that feedback loop, then the better. That's basically our new point of view. We want to hear as early as possible so that we can fix things that need to get fixed. We can change direction as needed without having to wait, you know, months or years
yeah. in the past and
yeah.
and now we're going from putting something into development to having it available to the general public in just a couple of months now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why I'm so excited about the dev channel, because, you know, the status site is great because
yeah.
you see something's in development, but as a developer, as engineers, it's not real until you give it to me and I can play with
exactly.
it and there's bits on my machine that I can actually
so if
play
if
with.
I have ideas,
yep.
Not to say that I have ideas that I've never told the
talk
IE
to me
team.
Later.
Yes, but where do I go? You're asking for the feedback.
Yep.
Where should I go?
Great question. So we have a few different options. So we've got a Twitter handle at IEDevChat.
At IEDevChat.
Yeah, where right. we're always listening and looking for feedback to kind of help focus people a little bit on June the 19th between 10 to 12. In the morning.
Pacific time. Okay.
Yes. We're going to be doing a tweet chat using the hashtag AskIE.
AskIE.
Yep.
June 19th.
10 to 12.
10 to 12 Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah. So we'll actually have
daylight,
a...
sorry.
Yes. We'll have a bunch of members from the team basically in a room. We did this last month. Actually, some of us were in Florida at JSConf.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, yeah. We just get people together and answer questions from people out on Twitter. And then the last way, so we've got a way to report bugs through Microsoft Connect, so
right.
connect.microsoft.com/IE.
And you actually do look at those.
We do.
Yes.
We do, absolutely. And we'll be updating, we've updated the site with a checkbox that says this bug is specific to the developer channel, just to help
good.
Us understand,
yeah.
you know, make sure we know what you're seeing. So
great.
Yeah.
And so at the foundation of it all, modern.ie.
Yes.
And that will branch me out to all the other places I can
absolutely.
Go.
Yep.
Where I can download the new developer channel.
Yep.
Which will run right next to my current install.
Yep.
great. This is wonderful.
Yeah, great stuff.
Thanks for coming in. Tell us about it.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks.